I am Gary Colley, and the name of Jesus was spoken of many times in the Scriptures. For instance, in Matthew 28, beginning in verse 18, the Great Commission recorded by Matthew says, "All authority hath been given unto me in heaven and upon earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have taught you. And lo, I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world." The Bible certainly teaches the importance of the name of Jesus. He has all authority, you know. And Peter said in Acts 4:12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name given under heaven among men, wherein we must be saved." So the name of Jesus is a beautiful name. It is a divine name. The name of Jesus is important. The name of Jesus has to do with our salvation, doesn't it? And if you want to be saved, you will be saved only by coming in the name of Jesus to the throne of God. In Matthew 1:21, the Bible speaks concerning the birth of Jesus and says that she, talking of Mary, will bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Jesus' name, then, is especially a beautiful name, isn't it? The name of Jesus is the sweetest name on mortal tongue. The most beautiful statement to sweeten man's lips is given in Acts 8:37 when the eunuch wanted to be baptized and asked, "What doth hinder me to be baptized?" And Philip said, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." He said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." That confession, my friends, is necessary in order to your salvation. Romans 10:9-10 says, "Because if thou shalt believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, and confess with thy mouth Jesus is Lord, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." To say, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God," separates us from the world, causes us to be consecrated unto God, and many blessings are brought our way by the beautiful name of Jesus when we confess it. In Matthew 10:32-33, Jesus said, "Whosoever shall confess me before men, him will I confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him shall I deny before my Father who is in heaven." Well, what are these blessings that come to us in the name of Christ? Well, there's the blessings of help or comfort through the name of Jesus. We don't want to forget that. You know, Jesus promised the apostles the Comforter, our Helper, that being the Holy Spirit, who would deliver them all truth. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send, he said, in my name, he said, he will teach you, the apostles, all things, and bring to your remembrance all things that I said unto you. John 14:26. The Comforter, or the Helper, was to be sent in Jesus' name. Even though we do not receive the Comforter or Helper as the apostles did, there's still a great deal of comfort for us in the name of Jesus through his word. You know, think of the joy and the confidence, the peace and the happiness, and the comfort which comes through the name of Jesus. Jesus is the name which gives us comfort. Jesus is the name which gives us support and encouragement. Jesus is the name, the only name, which would please God. The only name in all the world which is the saving name, that is the name of Jesus. In none other is there salvation, remember Peter said. Neither is there any other name under heaven given among men wherein we must be saved. Today men think, it seems, that they can have these blessings in another name, and therefore they take another name upon them as a religious rite. But they can't have the blessings of help and comfort except through the authority or the name of Jesus Christ. Then there are the blessings of protection through the name of Christ. You know, in the beautiful prayer that Jesus prayed, which is recorded in John 17, we learned that the beautiful name of Jesus brings protection because Jesus prayed for his apostles saying, "Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thy name those whom thou hast given unto me, that they may be one as we are one." John 17:11. Jesus prayed, "Protect them, take care of them, preserve them." Jesus prayed that those who had been given in his name would be protected. And Jesus desired that the apostles and, as well, us, enjoy the unity and bring the great benefits in the one body, the church of Christ. In John 17:20-21, he said, "Neither for these only do I pray, but for them also that shall believe on me through their word, that they may be one, Father, as Thou art in me and I in Thee, that they may be one in us, that the world may know that Thou didst send me. Now, the name of Jesus is grand, because it was given by God through the angel Gabriel, and it was the only name under heaven in which salvation and protection are to be found. It is a dishonor to the great saving name of Jesus for the religious world to be so divided into denominationalism. But then there are the blessings of pardon through the name of Jesus. You know, pardon is through the beautiful name of Jesus. In Psalms 25 and verse 11, there we read, For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. What is it? For he said, For the name's sake of God, pardon my iniquity. David pleads with God for pardon through God's name. Now many call on the name of Jesus but still fail to obey. You know, Jesus said in Luke 6:46, Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I command you? The Bible teaches that Jesus became the author of eternal salvation to all who will obey him, Hebrews 5 and verse 9. You know, those who come to God in the name of Jesus have pardon. They have protection. They have comfort. And those who come in the name of Jesus are those who humbly submit in obedience to God's will. To have pardon, Jesus said we must learn his word. For he said, No man can come unto me except the Father that sent me draw him, and I will raise him up in the last day. It's written in the prophets, They shall all be taught of God. Therefore every one that hath heard and learned of the Father cometh unto me. John 6, verse 44-45. Hence, to have pardon, Jesus said we must believe or have faith. Therefore I said unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for except ye believe that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. John 8:24. So to have pardon, not only must we believe, but he also says we must repent of our sins. I tell you nay, he said in Luke 13:3-5, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. We don't want to perish, and yet only in the name of Jesus, as we repent of our sins, can we have forgiveness. Now to have pardon, Jesus said not only must we believe and repent, but we must confess him as Lord. We noticed a moment ago in Matthew 10:32, Whosoever shall confess me, he said, before men, him will I confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I deny before my Father who is in heaven. So to have pardon, Jesus said that we must be baptized also to be saved. Remember Mark 16:16? He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Remember, the name of Jesus will bring pardon only to those who obey him by belief, by repentance, by confession, and by baptism. But then there's the blessing of reverence through the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus produces a reverence of higher hearts, doesn't it? It causes us to come before God in the most reverent manner that we know. When he was teaching his disciples the manner that they ought to pray, he said, You ought to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I wonder, do we think that much of our Lord today? Oh, yes, we still have those terms of reverence and respect in our language. Thee, thou, and thine are still to be used if we would be of reverent heart. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, Psalms 8 and verse 9. Psalms 8 and verse 1 says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hath set thy glory above the heavens. You know, all should come to see Jesus Christ and give reverence to him. As a servant of God, we are here to lift him up. It is our purpose to glorify God through the name of Jesus. And the name of Jesus is a name to be respected, to be revered. And we pray through the name of Christ. When we serve in his name. And so whatever we do in word or deed, Colossians 3:17 says, Let us do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks unto God and the Father by him. There's the blessings also of courage and justification, trust and life. The name of Jesus brings courage for those who are discouraged. Hear the words of 2 Chronicles 14:11. Asa cried out to the Lord his God and said, Lord, it is nothing for thee to help, whether with many or with those who have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God. Do not let men prevail against thee. Asa could have had complete confidence then, didn't he? to look to God for the help, the courage, the trust, and the strength even of his life. And those who know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, O Lord, hast not forsaken those who seek thee. Psalms 9 and verse 10.